So I want you to take your Bibles with me and let's go back to the book of Hebrews chapter 11 and from verse 1, and then we will pray. Amen. Right, let's pray. Or let me wait for you to find it and then we'll pray. So say amen when you find Hebrews chapter 11. You found it? Okay, let's pray. Father, we thank you so much for this morning. Thank you for the opportunity to share the word of God. Your word is a lamp unto our feet and it is a light unto our path. We pray that the light in your word will shine in our direction this morning, and that we will be encouraged, we will be lifted up, and we will be blessed. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. So, Hebrews chapter 11, we're talking about faith. Amen. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Amen. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, it is the evidence of things not seen. Amen. If we do not have faith, then all we can see today is all we'll ever have. Isn't it? If we do, because faith is what connects us to other things which we do not see today, but which we can also have, and we can also include in our lives as time goes by. Amen. So faith is the substance of things we hope for, and it is the evidence of things we do not see. Amen. Now, we were sharing about different areas of your life where you need to apply faith. And we said, number one, you need faith for your relationship with God. You need faith to have a real relationship with God. You need faith to be able to relate with God, because God is someone we do not see. You know, God is someone we do not even feel sometimes, or often actually. Amen. So you need faith to believe in God. You need faith to believe that God is with you. You need faith to believe that God loves you, that God still wants you, God still believes in you. You need faith to believe that God is still interested in you. Amen. So that's one area of our lives where we need to walk by faith. Number two, we need faith for our personal needs. Amen. You need faith for your personal needs. You need to have faith that God will supply all your needs. And that's where we read Philippians chapter 4 and verse 19, which says, "My God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus." Amen. My God shall supply all your need. My God shall supply all your need. Amen. So God will supply our needs. Hallelujah. Paul, God will supply your needs. You have to believe that God will supply your needs. You have to trust God, because he is able to supply everything you need. Amen? He needs anything you need, anything that makes your life better, that makes your life easier, makes your life more comfortable. God is interested in your daily living, isn't it? God is not only interested in you showing up to worship him, he is interested in how you get here to worship him too. Amen. So God is interested in your total being, and he intends to supply everything that you need. Amen. Just on that one, let me just jump quickly to 2 Peter chapter 1, and read a verse there with you, Second Peter chapter 1. Second Peter chapter 1 and verse 3. Second Peter chapter 1 and from verse 3. It says, according as his divine power has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. Amen. His divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and virtue. Amen. So this verse is saying that God has given us all things that pertain unto life. All things. Anything that pertains to life, God has given us. Hallelujah. And he says that it comes through the knowledge of God. That means the more we know him, the more access we have to those things. Hallelujah. We have access to those things through the knowledge of God. The more we know God, the more access we have to the place. Hallelujah. Where the things God has kept for us. Let's say if someone says that he's giving you this building. You know, you need to know the building. The more you know the building, the more you understand what you've been given. Isn't it? Yeah. See, I didn't know until yesterday that this whole place existed. I didn't know that there were so many places up here, upstairs, around the corner, and over here. I thought all there was to this building was just downstairs. And occasionally I would see people pass the front door, the first one, and come to this door and go upstairs. But I just didn't think there was anything here, you know. And that is because of my knowledge or the extent of my knowledge of the building, isn't it? But the more you know the building, the more you know what is in there. So the more you know God, the more you understand what God has given you. Hallelujah. But for our purpose this morning, the Bible is teaching us that God has given us everything that pertains to life and godliness. Amen. Anything that facilitates living, anything that helps your life, anything that is a blessing to your life, God has already given it to us. And the way we connect to it is by faith. You have to believe that God is interested in you. God wants you to drive a car. God wants you to have a place to stay. God wants you to have food to eat. God wants your tuition paid. God wants you out of debt. You have to believe that God is interested in such things. Hallelujah. The Bible says, even you know how to give good gifts to people. You know how to give good gifts to your children. How much more God? God is a good God. And God wants us also to have everything that pertains to life and pertains to godliness. Amen. So all things that will help your life, help you to do well, help you to serve God better, God has already provided. That includes even a good church. Amen. Because it pertains to godliness. Isn't it? It pertains to godliness. God has given us a good church because it helps us to become more godly. It helps us, gives us the opportunity. It encourages us to get closer and closer to God and to be more and more like God. Hallelujah. So that's one of the great blessings that God has given us. And in connection with God supplying all our personal needs. Say amen. Amen. Number three is you must have faith for achieving your goals and overcoming challenges. Amen. Have faith for achieving your goals and overcoming difficulties and challenges. Amen. And we read from Philippians chapter 4 and verse 13, which says, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Amen. Say with me, I can do. Say, I can do all things. I can do all things through Christ, who strengthens me. Amen. God says you can do all things through Christ, who strengthens you. Amen. That means you can live the Christian life through Christ, who strengthens you. Means you can overcome difficulties through Christ, who strengthens you. It means you can overcome big, big challenges through Christ, who strengthens you. Amen. So this is for when you get to the difficult parts of your life. When you come through the difficult turns in your life, when you feel like quitting and you feel like giving up, that's where this verse comes in, where it says you need to have faith that it shall be well with you, that you can go on, that you can continue, and that you can win the fight through Christ, who strengthens you. Amen. So God has blessed us, and we are able to move forward and to advance in Him by overcoming our challenges and difficulties through Christ, who strengthens us. Amen. All right. Now, the next area of our lives where we need faith to be able to create our worlds. To create our worlds. Amen. And we're reading still Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 1. It says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. By faith the elders obtained a good report. Now verse 3. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Hallelujah. Things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. Hallelujah. Well, the Bible says the worlds were framed by the word of God. Means that the worlds were created by the word of God. And we understand this, or we are able to accept this through faith. Hallelujah. So that means then that if you will apply faith to your life and to your world and to the things that concern you and to the things that pertain to you, you will also create your world through the words that you speak. Hallelujah. Through the words that you speak. Through the words that you speak by faith. Hallelujah. Amen. Many of us do not say positive things about ourselves. And we do not say positive things about our worlds. So our worlds are crumpled. Our worlds are nothing but like foundations that were never built up. And the beauty of our lives is marred by our negative confessions and our tendency to conform with the systems and standards of the world rather than throw ourselves on the word of God and what it says we can have or we can do. Hallelujah. But we need to have faith for creating what did not exist before. We need to have faith for starting a business. You need to have faith to believe that it didn't exist before, but it can exist through you. Hallelujah. I mean, as we plant a church here in Los Angeles, we are only operating by faith. By faith, we are believing that something that did not exist before will come to exist. Hallelujah. And we speak it, and we must confess it, and we must believe it, and say it. And our confessions must line up with our intentions. Hallelujah. And say that by faith, it is well with us. By faith, we have a church. By faith, we have a mega church. By faith, the church is growing. By faith, the church is being established. By faith, the church is being built. Hallelujah. Amen. Because we walk by faith, not by sight. Hallelujah. That is why when I come to church, I preach like the whole room is full. Yeah. Very soon I'll start mentioning names of people who are not here yet. Hallelujah. Yeah. And I'm claiming them by faith. Amen. You must frame your words by the words that you speak with faith. Amen. You must create a world for yourself by speaking positively and speaking the right words and making positive confessions about your life. Hallelujah. The Bible says death and life, Proverbs chapter 18 and verse 25, Proverbs chapter 18, Proverbs, the book of Proverbs, chapter 18, verse 21, sorry. All right. Now, let's start from verse 20. A man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth. Hallelujah. With the fruit of his mouth and with the increase of his lips shall he be filled. Hallelujah. So, in other words, he's saying that what is inside you is what your mouth admitted into you. Isn't it? A man's belly is filled by the fruit of his mouth, the product of his lips, or the increase of his lips, shall he be filled. So he says, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Hallelujah. He says, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Amen. So death is in your tongue and life is in your tongue. Hallelujah. Your tongue can help your life or your tongue can hurt your life. Your tongue will either be a blessing to your life or your tongue will be a curse to you. Hallelujah. So he says, a man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth. You know, so if your mouth just puts the wrong things into your life, your belly is full of the wrong things, isn't it? And it's the fault of your mouth. Hallelujah. And with the increase of his lips shall he be filled. Then he says, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Hallelujah. We need to understand that the things we say affect our lives. Even the things we say that appear like a joke, but which we mean because they come out of our hearts. Hallelujah. Especially the things you say casually, the things you say, you know, unconsciously, those are the things you really believe in. Hallelujah. The things you say when you're not in a church situation, the things you say when you're not in a prayer situation. Because when you're in a prayer situation, you kind of say the right things. You try to say the right things because you think you're in the presence of God and you think that God is hearing you and you better say what you really mean. Hallelujah. But when you're by yourself and you catch yourself unconsciously talking, sometimes your ungathered responses to issues and to things that pop up in your life, those are the things you really believe. That's what is really in your heart. Hallelujah. And some of those things are often dangerous because we do not always believe the right things. And our confessions at such times do not often help us. Hallelujah. But God wants you to know this morning that he has placed death and life in the power of your tongue. And so if you know that death and life depend on what you say or do not say, then he says you must use it right. Hallelujah. He says those who love it will eat the fruit of it. You will eat the fruit. The product of your lips is what your life will shape up to become. Amen. So you need to say things like, I'm blessed. You need to learn to repeat to yourself many times in every day, I am blessed. When someone asks you, how are you doing? You should learn to respond and say, I am blessed. You should be able to say, I'm a very blessed person. It doesn't matter if you see it or not. Hallelujah. Remember, the worlds were framed. The worlds were created by the words. Hallelujah. So the words precede the world. The worlds, the words actually come before the worlds. You speak the words, and those words create your world. Hallelujah. So you need to learn to speak positively about your business, Lamech. You need to learn to say positive things about what you're doing. You need to learn to say, I am prosperous. You need to learn to say, I am being blessed. You need to learn to say, I am advancing. You need to learn to say, this year is going to be my best year. I'm going to do very, very well this year. You need to make such confessions upon your life. And those confessions will begin to shape up your world. And you will start to see that your world will take the shape of the words that come out of your mouth. Can I have an amen? Are you understanding what I'm saying? When you read Genesis, you read God saying, let there be. Let me show you. Because this verse we're reading in Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 3 is trying to refer to Genesis chapter 1, where the creation of the world occurred. So in Genesis chapter 1, we see in verse 1, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void. That means the earth was without form, the earth was without shape, and it was empty. And darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. Isn't it? God said, let there be light. And there was light. Hallelujah. Whatever God said should be is what became. And the Bible is showing us this. It refers to this in the book of Hebrews, that this is what happens by faith. That the worlds are framed by the words that are spoken in faith. Hallelujah. God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw that God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day. And the darkness he called night. And the evening and morning were the first day. Hallelujah. Then the next day, God didn't say that, well, I spoke yesterday, so today I'm going to relax. But rather the next day, God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters. And let it divide the waters from the waters. And God made the firmament and divided the waters and so on and so forth. So you keep reading and you see that everything God said with his mouth, that is what came to be. Hallelujah. Verse 11, God said, let the earth bring forth grass and herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth. And it was so. Hallelujah. So it looks like everything was just waiting for God to speak. Isn't it? When you look at verse 1, it was void and darkness was upon the face of the deep. Isn't it? There was emptiness, there was darkness, there was nothing happening, just like in some of our lives sometimes. Hallelujah. Our lives are waiting for us to speak. Our worlds are waiting to rise and to take shape according to the voice of our words. Hallelujah. According to what we say by faith, our worlds are waiting to take shape. So we need to rise up in faith and make positive confessions. Hallelujah. All these things were just waiting for God to speak. And as soon as God spoke, it says, and it was so. The earth brought forth grass like a joke. Hallelujah. The earth actually brought forth grass and herb yielding seed after his kind, and the tree yielding fruit whose seed was in itself after his kind. And God saw that it was good. Hallelujah. God saw that it was good. And so he didn't stop. He continues. And every day he was speaking and saying something. Hallelujah. Your world will progressively develop according to the things you call into being and call forth into existence into your world. Hallelujah. So if you don't have a job, begin to call a job into existence. Hallelujah. Begin to say, let there be a job. Begin to say, I confess I have a job. Begin to say, I declare I have a job. Begin to speak positively and call forth a job into existence. And you will be amazed that a job will respond to your call. A job will respond to your invitation. A job will respond to your call to its existence. Hallelujah. I believe that God wants us to be like Him. Amen. And He wants us to make such confessions so that our worlds will develop. Amen. So speak something positive. Amen. Hallelujah. Speak something positive. If you are broke, say, I refuse to be broke. Hallelujah. Call forth blessings, finances. Amen. Begin to cancel your debts in the realm of the Spirit. Hallelujah. And begin to say, I am debt free by the grace of God. And make those confessions. Hallelujah. Say, my business is doing well. I have clients and customers from all over the place. They are coming, they are skipping other businesses and coming to me. Yeah. Everybody should exercise their faith. Your competitors should also use their faith. Hallelujah. Yeah. The world is full of customers. The world is full of clients. The world is full of people who are waiting for someone to give them a reason to give them their money instead of somebody else. Hallelujah. And so you begin to make your confession. And if your competitors don't have faith, then that's too bad for them. Hallelujah. But you must make your faith confession and speak, because through faith, the worlds are created. Hallelujah. By your words and by the things you speak, life will come into your life. Life will come into your business. Life will come into your marriage. Life will come into your existence by the things we see. Hallelujah. We need to watch our words. If this word we're reading is true, if what we're reading here is true, then we really need to watch what we say. Joshua, we need to watch what we say. If the word of God is true, then we need to be careful what we say. If death and life are in the power of the tongue, then you need to be careful. You can't be reckless with your tongue. Hallelujah. See the way people handle a gun? Because they know that it can easily kill. So because of that, they are very careful how they use it. They are very careful how they handle it. They try not to give it to children, isn't it? They try to hide it in places. They try to point it in the right direction. They try not to mishandle it because they know what it is capable of doing. Same thing with your tongue. You can't be reckless with your tongue. Your tongue cannot be the one you use or the part of your body you use without thinking. Hallelujah. You have to be thoughtful as you use your tongue. You have to think before you talk, because everything you say, the Bible says, it has the power to create something. That is why sometimes the things you fear come upon you. Because when you are afraid, you often announce the things you are afraid of. You see what I'm saying? And then soon the things you are afraid of actually come to you. Then you say to yourself, you see, I told you that this is going to happen. Do you understand? Yeah, those things are happening because you invited them. Hallelujah. Because if I was to call somebody's name now, if I say Vanessa, Vanessa is the only one who will respond. Because there's only one person here called Vanessa, and she's the one that's going to stand up. Do you see what I'm saying? So when you start to call out negative names, and you start to call out, you say divorce, only one person responds to that. And divorce just stands up and starts walking towards you because you called her name. Isn't it? Yeah. If you say death, it stands up, says, I am here. And he starts to walk towards you because you invited him. You say, I feel like I'm going to get sick. then sickness was even going somewhere, was going shopping, was just going to look for other people somewhere. And then it overheard you. Say, I'm just about to get sick. So, oh, wow, I'm invited here. And so he changes the plan and he starts to walk towards you. Hallelujah. You announce poverty and you say that I am so poor and I'm so broke. And immediately poverty, who was going on evangelism somewhere, trying to see if he could enter some other people's lives, he sees suddenly that he has a place here. And so he walks towards you. Hallelujah. But if you can invite all these negative things into your life, and they will come, then why don't you call the positive ones into your life? Hallelujah. Why don't you call on good health to come into your life? Why don't you call on peace to come into your home? Why don't you call on joy to come near you? Why don't you call on godliness to come near you? Why don't you invite all these virtues, good character, to come near you? Why don't you call victory and say, I have victory in Christ Jesus? Invite all these things, because if they will really answer to their names, then you can invite just the desirables into your life, and your life will begin to shape up to that. Can I have an amen? Amen. So I believe God is speaking to us this morning, and God is encouraging us to speak positively. Amen. Hallelujah. Don't speak according to what you see. That because the Bible says we walk by faith, not by sight. Hallelujah. We walk by faith, not by sight. We do not walk by what we see. We walk by what we hope for. Hallelujah. We walk by what we hope for. We don't walk by what we see. We walk by the evidence of things we do not see, not by what we are visibly experiencing. When a person is not walking by faith, they say you're being unrealistic. Yeah, they say you're being unrealistic because the situation you're looking at is not what you are confessing. Hallelujah. But when you have faith, you know what you're doing. When you have faith, you know you're saying something, not because you're seeing it, but because that's what you're hoping for. And the Bible says you must say what you hope for. Walk by what you hope for. What are you hoping for? Walk by that. Confess that. Speak that. Call that into being. Hallelujah. Walk by what you hope for instead of walking by what you're seeing and living with. Amen. That is why the Bible says, let the weak say, I am strong. Hallelujah. It says, let the weak say. Otherwise, you and I would say, let the weak say what? We are weak. That is truth. That is being honest. Isn't it? That's what we will say. We will say, that is being honest. That is being truthful. That is being tactical. That is being realistic. The weak must say, I am weak. And the strong must say, I am strong. But no, the Bible says, let the weak must say, I am, not I will be, but that I am strong. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Says the weak, the person who is feeling weak. How do you even know you are the one he's talking to? By the way you are feeling at the moment. The way you know that you are the one he's referring to, or you're the one he's instructing to say, I am strong, is by the way you feel. So already you feel weak. And that's how you identify yourself as the one God wants to say, I am strong. Hallelujah. So instead of confessing your weakness and acknowledging your weakness, acknowledge your strength. Hallelujah. Say that I am strong. Say that we are growing. Say that it is working. Say I am prosperous. Say I am rising. Say I am doing well. I am doing even better. I'm rising. I'm becoming prosperous. I'm succeeding. I'm becoming more spiritual. I'm advancing in Christ. Things are getting better. Make such confessions upon your life and see your life take the shape of those confessions. What a blessing it will be for your life. Hallelujah. What a blessing it will be for your life. Nobody gets anything out of acknowledging the negatives. You only get more discouraged. Yeah, you only get more discouraged. And when you start thinking about the negatives and start saying the negative things, you realize that you end up even making it worse. you make it worse because now the devil even talks to you and he exaggerates the situation. And he makes it even gloomier than it really is. That is why God wants you to turn your tongue against him and start to speak positively and begin to say the right things. Begin to think about positive things. Begin to think about what you want and say what you want, what you would like to be, what you would like to see, rather than what it is. Amen. Talk about what you would like to see rather than how it is. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Instead of going on over and over again about how it is, begin to talk about how you'd like it to be. Amen. Begin to make confessions about how you'd like it to be. And you'll be surprised how that is going to change. Unless, of course, the scriptures are not true. But I believe the Bible. Amen. I believe the Bible and I believe what it says, that if we will confess and speak the right things, it says death and life are in the power of the tongue. Say amen. Amen. Then one last point before we close. Number five? Okay. We need faith to be able to give or to make an excellent sacrifice. To make an excellent sacrifice. According to verse 4 of Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11. And verse 4. It says, now by faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaketh. Amen. Well, we know about Cain and his brother Abel. These are two brothers who offered sacrifice unto God. And the Bible says, Abel offered unto God a more excellent or a more acceptable, a more presentable sacrifice than Cain. Hallelujah. It takes faith to offer a good sacrifice. It takes faith to give to God. Amen. You need to have faith to give to God. You need to have faith to pay your tithe, for example. Hallelujah. Because if you don't have faith, you will not understand why you must take 10% of what you have earned and just give it away. Yeah. Isn't it? Because you start to think that even the 100% is not enough. How am I going to make it even less than that? But that is where faith comes in. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. That it is by faith that you believe that you can live a better life on 90% than on 100%. Hallelujah. And that is how come Abel was able to offer unto God a more excellent sacrifice. Hallelujah. The Bible says Cain went and brought some produce from the farm and he brought it to the Lord. Then Abel, he brought a lamb unto God and sacrificed that lamb unto the Lord. Hallelujah. So, the Bible calls his sacrifice one that was done by faith. I don't know how many lambs he had. I don't know how many of them he had. But he brought it anyway. And the Bible says he brought it by faith. Hallelujah. If you want to give a good sacrifice to the Lord, you need to have faith. You need to have faith that you can live on whatever is left. Hallelujah. Even to give something to someone. Sometimes the reason why you can't give to someone is the fear that you will be in need yourself. Isn't it? The fear that you will be in need yourself. The fear that you yourself may need what you are giving out to someone. And that can make you not give. But giving brings a blessing into your life. Hallelujah. It brings a real blessing into your life. The Bible says, if you give, it shall be given back to you. Luke chapter 6 and verse 38. The Bible says, if you give, it shall be given. Let's read it together. Luke 6
the book of Luke. Luke chapter 6. Where is that? Luke chapter 6, verse 38. It says, good. Let's read it together. 1, 2, 3, go. Give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down and shaken together and running over, shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that ye meet withal, it shall be measured to you again. Hallelujah. Right. The Bible says, give, and it shall be given unto you. It shall be given unto you. Give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall men give into your bosom. Hallelujah. Giving has the power to release a great blessing into your life. The Bible says, if you give, it shall be given unto you. That perhaps the reason why it has not been given unto you is because you have not given. Isn't it? Because your own giving, which you give by faith, you don't give because you don't need it, but you give by faith. Hallelujah. You don't give because you have abundance, but you give by faith. Out of your poverty, out of your need, you give. And when you give, the Bible says, it shall be given unto you. Good measure will be given unto you, pressed down and shaken together and running over, shall men give into your bosom. Wow. I mean, these are the words of Jesus. They are either true or we shouldn't be here at all. Hallelujah. That it shall be given unto us, a good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall men give into your bosom. People will also give to you as you give to people by faith. Hallelujah. It says, people will give unto you, for with the same measure ye give, that ye meet withal, it shall be measured unto you. Now, this complex thing here is simply saying that your receiving is proportional to your giving. Hallelujah. That your the sort of blessings you attract, the gifts that you also attract, are controlled by the gifts you also give out. Amen. How many love to receive gifts? Yeah. Amen. Well, the Bible says you can receive more gifts if you give out more gifts. Amen. And how can you give out more gifts? You give out more gifts by faith. You don't give out more gifts because you're already experiencing running over. Do you see what I'm saying? You don't give out more gifts because you're already experiencing running over. But rather, you look at what you are looking to receive, and that makes you give the little that you have. Can I have an amen? John 3:16 says, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, so that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. After God gave his only begotten Son, today God has so many children all over the world. Hallelujah. Because the giving of his only Son has triggered a blessing, has caused him to receive a good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Hallelujah. He has received so many children. God had just a son, but he wanted many children. So he gave the only son he had. And that son has brought him many, many, many children. Can I have an amen? So whatever you have to be willing to give. And you give by faith. Amen. You give offerings by faith. You pay your tithe by faith. You give to your brother or sister by faith. You give to your neighbor or your friend by faith. You don't give. See, unspiritual people think that when you give, it means you have a lot. No. When you give, it just means you have faith. It doesn't mean you have a lot. It just means you have faith. It just means you believe in the scriptures. Amen.
it believes you. It means you believe that the scripture is true, and you will experience the things that God has promised. Hallelujah. So I'm closing today by encouraging you to become givers. Amen. Become a giver. Become someone who believes in giving. Become someone who always takes the opportunity to give something to someone. Give whatever you have, because the Bible says it will be given back to you. It will come back to you. When you give, it will come back to you. I heard someone say the other day, he said, you cannot never give something away. He says, you can't give it away. When you give something away, you only give it or relocate it into your future, because it will come back to you. Hallelujah. So I pray that we all will be givers and trust God for our lives. Can I have an amen? Everybody needs some amount of faith anyway. You need to depend on God one way or the other. I mean, there's no one who earns enough. Even those who think they earn a lot of money, if it was so much, they would have stopped working. But they still work. Hallelujah. So it's very important that we continue to trust God with our lives, that He is able to take care of us and to give when we need to give. Say amen. Stand to your feet and let's bring the service to a close this morning. Amen. Wow. How many are going to say positive things from now on? How many are going to say positive things? Amen. Begin to speak. Let your confessions be about what you'd like to see. Amen. Bow your heads, everybody, and let's pray. Just speak. And thank God for today's message. And say, Lord, I thank you for speaking to me. I thank you for the word of God. Thank you. I don't know what confessions you need to make today, but I want you to make a confession and tell him whatever area of your life. Maybe you are sick this morning. You want to say, I am healed. I have perfect health by the grace of God. Maybe you are broke this morning. You want to say, Lord, all my needs are met. I declare that all my needs are met. Maybe you want to get out of debt. You're praying, Lord, I am debt free in the name of Jesus. Wherever your struggle is this morning, begin to make the opposite confession. Thank you, Jesus. Maybe you are afraid of the future. Begin to make confession and say, it is well with me. My future is secure. My future is bright. I have no fear in the name of Jesus. My future is bright. It is well with me. And I have no fears in the name of Jesus. Make those confessions. Wherever your confession has been negative, begin to speak positively in the name of Jesus. Begin to speak positively. Begin to make a positive confession in the name of Jesus. Oh, yes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Make your confessions and thank God. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Father, thank you for your blessing in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the word of God. We thank you for the word of God. We thank you, Lord, for blessing us and opening our eyes to the truth of your word. Help us, O God, to maintain the right confession in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for your blessing in Jesus' name. Now, before we finish praying, I want us to make some confessions about our church this morning. Let's make some positive confessions this morning. and believe them. Hallelujah. Say, my church is growing. Say, my church is growing. My church is growing in beauty and excellence. Say, my church is prosperous. Say, we have no lack of members. We have no lack of souls. We are experiencing a continuous harvest of souls. See, our churches everywhere are growing. There is growth everywhere. There is blessing everywhere. See, there is joy in this church. See, there is peace in this church. There is harmony in this church. There is unity in this church. Say, I see a fresh anointing coming. It is coming to our church. It is coming like a cloud in the church. Say, the enemies of the church of God are disappointed. The enemies of the church of God are disgraced. The enemies of the church of God have gone away. They have run away because God is establishing His church. Say, the enemies of the church of God, they have come to nothing. Say, signs and wonders are happening. There are miracles happening in our church. Our members are experiencing miracles, supernatural intervention. Many miracles. Say, the sick are being healed. The bound are being delivered. Broken hearts are being mended in our church. Our church is advancing. Our church is moving forward. Our church is rising up. And our church is occupying its place in the city of LA. Our church is doing well, and Los Angeles will never be the same because God has put this church here. Say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I believe my confessions. I believe what I have spoken. Say, my life is blessed because I'm part of this church. The blessings upon the church are beginning to trickle down onto my own life as well. I am beginning to experience blessings in different areas of my life. I am experiencing the same grace in my personal life also. As God moves the church forward, I am being moved forward also. My life is advancing. My plans are advancing. My goals are being achieved as God blesses His church. Thank you, Lord, for placing me in such a company. Thank you, Lord, for your blessing in Jesus' name. And everybody says, amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Do you believe the confessions you made? Do you believe it? Remember, it's not what you are experiencing now. It is what you are hoping for. Are you understanding what I'm saying? So never feel bad when your confession does not match what you are seeing. The devil will tell you, you are a hypocrite. You are not being realistic. By telling he's a liar. Because the Bible said we must walk by faith and not by sight. We must walk by what we hope for, the things we hope for, not by the things we are seeing. We must walk by what we are looking to experience, not by what we are experiencing. We must walk by what we are hoping in the future to see, not by what we are seeing and experiencing in our world today. That is faith. Hallelujah. That is what it means to walk by faith. We must walk not by the symptoms we experience, but we must walk by the healing we experience, by the healing we want to experience in the name of Jesus. And those confessions will begin to match and shape our lives towards what we want. Hallelujah. I see it happening in our lives in the name of Jesus. Confessions are going to work wonders in your life in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for your blessing. Father, we pray that your grace will be upon us. We see increase coming. We receive it. We see establishment coming. And we receive it, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.